Ever wonder why so many workplace practices that seem like common sense actually frustrate the people they're meant to help? Marcus Buckingham and Ashley Goodall's provocative cook, 9 Lies About Work, tackles this head-on, challenging deeply entrenched beliefs that have become organizational dogma. Drawing from extensive research at companies like Cisco and ADP, they reveal how these lies create systems that push against our uniqueness and humanity. With global worker engagement hovering below 20%, they argue it's time to stop forcing people into standardized boxes and instead design workplaces that celebrate individual uniqueness as the raw material for healthy organizations. Their insights have sparked conversations across industries about how we might build more human-centered workplaces where people can truly thrive. When describing your workplace, you name the company, but discuss your team environment, how work flows, your manager's style, conflict resolution, and advancement criteria. Consider Lisa's story. Despite extensive research into Company B, by day 13 she knew she wouldn't stay, not because of the company's reputation, but her micromanaging, fear-driven manager. Within 2 years, she returned to Company A for its better leadership. What matters isn't a company public image or perks, but the daily reality of how work happens. Your team provides the crucial context through which you experience everything else. This challenges conventional wisdom. While companies invest heavily in employer branding, they often neglect developing strong team leaders. Research shows your immediate team environment impacts engagement up to 4 times more than company-wide factors. Perhaps organizations should shift focus from abstract company culture to tangible team experiences, measuring success by how enthusiastically employees would recommend their team leaders. We obsess over planning, yet reality rarely matches our strategies. Plans made away from the action quickly become obsolete and fail to adapt. The 1940 Battle of Britain showcases real-time intelligence's power. The RAF's command room used live tote boards showing squadron status, planes, pilots, and weather, increasing interception rates from 30 to 50% to 90 to 100% and doubling defensive capability. Intelligence systems distribute information rapidly for immediate action, trusting people with accurate data. General Stanley McChrystal demonstrated this in Iraq, where daily 2-hour information sharing with 2,000 people increased monthly raids from 18 to 300. While goals should transform values into outcomes, corporate goal setting often disappoints. Most companies use cascading systems where senior leaders' goals flow downward, a resource-heavy approach that rarely delivers. Imposed goals often limit performance. Like taxi drivers quitting after meeting quotas on profitable rainy days, sales targets frequently become ceilings rather than motivators. Sales goals predict results rather than create them. Goals are binary, making percent complete metrics meaningless. Instead of cascading goals, successful companies cascade meaning, letting goals emerge as voluntary expressions of shared values. Consider Lionel Messi's soccer prowess. His excellence stems from extreme specialization in using his left foot. What appears as a limitation becomes his greatest advantage, demonstrating how apparent imbalance can be a source of strength. True strength isn't merely what you're good at. It's an activity that energizes you, marked by anticipation beforehand, flow during, and fulfillment afterward. High-performing teams share one vital characteristic. Members regularly use their strengths at work, making this the key driver of team performance. Yet companies often contradict this principle by measuring everyone against standardized competency models. This overlooks that excellence is inherently idiosyncratic. Top performers succeed not through well-roundedness, but by leveraging their unique strengths. While conventional wisdom emphasizes feedback's importance, with some organizations like Bridgewater Associates taking it to extremes, research reveals humans primarily seek attention, not feedback. Gallup data shows striking differences. Teams with inattentive managers have 20 disengaged members for every engaged one, while those receiving strength-focused attention show a 60-to-1 ratio of engagement. Brain science supports this. Negative feedback triggers fight-or-flight responses that inhibit learning, while positive attention promotes neurogenesis and cognitive openness. Effective leaders focus on what works, creating highlight reels of team members' excellence. The age-old concept of work-life balance, rooted in ancient beliefs about equilibrium, has conditioned us to pursue an impossible ideal. We exhaust ourselves trying to balance competing demands from family, work, and community, a draining exercise in perpetual triage rather than fulfillment. Health isn't about static equilibrium, but about flow. Modern science reveals that vitality emerges not from balanced particles, but from their dynamic relationships and processes. What matters most is finding love in your work. Organizations value employees who are passionate because they become more productive, creative, and resilient. Research from the Mayo Clinic shows that physicians who dedicated just 20% of their time to activities they loved experienced significantly less burnout. To discover your passion, track your activities in Loved It and Loathed It columns, identifying your red threads, the activities that energize you. Only you can recognize and weave these threads into your work. Life isn't about balancing separate compartments, but creating a unified whole with your unique strengths woven throughout. Intelligent systems move information across organizations to enable swift action. To create one, liberate information, prioritize accuracy over simplicity, and trust people to interpret data themselves. Effective team leaders conduct weekly check-ins, asking about priorities and needed support. These regular conversations create a many-intelligence system that builds trust. Frequency creates safety, while secrecy prevents trust. The best leaders focus on outcomes rather than control. Define desired results, then leverage each person's strengths to achieve them efficiently and creatively. Teams thrive on diversity. Our differences make us interdependent. Recognition means seeing someone anew, spotting value, and learning who they are at their best. Aim for a 3-to-1 to 5-to-1 ratio of positive to negative attention. These systems help leaders harness individual strengths while fostering trust and growth. The workplace myths we've explored, from cascading goals to standardized competencies, from feedback culture to work-life balance, share a common thread. They attempt to simplify human complexity into manageable systems. Yet these simplifications often backfire, creating disengagement instead of motivation. What if we built workplaces that honored human uniqueness instead of fighting against it? What if we recognized that the best teams aren't collections of well-rounded individuals, but symphonies of distinctive talents playing in harmony? The future belongs to organizations that see people as they truly are, gloriously imperfect, wonderfully unique, and capable of growth in their own direction. By challenging these 9 lies about work, we can create workplaces where people truly thrive, where they bring their full selves, contribute their distinctive talents, and find meaning in their work. The revolution begins with seeing people not as resources to be optimized, but as humans to be understood and unleashed. In that shift lies the potential to transform both our organizations and our relationship with work itself.